And welcome back to Plus Minus Gamers Podcast. I'm Tyler.
I'm Nathan. And Tyler, do you think you could beat Agent 47 from Hitman in any context?
No, we could absolutely not beat Agent 47.
All right, you don't think that, like, if we both had machine guns and we knew he was coming, he's a human. Like, he's super good at what he does, but he's a human, right?
Okay, so for the audience, for context, this week we're talking about who would win in a fight with video game characters. We'll be pinning video game characters up against each other and seeing if Nathan and I could beat them. And we were doing preliminary research and got into a heated debate about Agent 47. And I was like, no, we just need to record and get this down. Okay, you said if we knew he was coming. Define know he's coming. Like, do we just know that he's after us, or do we know, like, his avenue of approach? Do we know he's going to be
battle royale style? They drop us in, like, a gladiatorial arena and they say go.
No, we're not beating Agent 47.
If we're his target, if we're his target and we don't know he's coming, we're dead anyway, right? Like, I could be standing in a room with you getting ready for him to come to the door.
Yeah, that's just like any assassin, though.
And he would have already killed you. He would have already killed you and be wearing your face next to me, right?
Yeah.
That's just how he works.
Yeah.
So
exactly. We know he's coming after us, but we don't know where he's coming from. We don't know what he looks like. So what, are we just going to shoot anything that moves?
No, but like I said, an arena. If we're in an arena and they, like, the chain doors open up on either end and we both walk out. And let's say we all have swords, right? Like, if he has guns and we have guns, we lose, right?
Yeah, he's a better shot than us.
Of course. But I think that if we could have a leg up on him, like, if he has a sword and we have guns, I think we got this.
I mean, yeah, but that's also an unfair fight, you know?
It is an unfair fight. If it's fisticuffs, he kills us. He completely destroys us. But I'm trying to find a scenario in which we can actually beat this guy.
I mean, a scenario where we beat this guy is we somehow break into his apartment in the middle of the night and shoot him. Like, that's, we don't beat him in a stand-up fight. And that's how we should be evaluating this, is stand-up, even fight, we do not beat Agent 47.
So based on pure strength and combat skill alone?
Yes.
So there's no loopholes or workarounds that we can do. Basically, is for any character we bring up, is it, are they
okay, look, okay,
one person right, stronger than the two of us physically?
Okay. The way that we beat Agent 47, okay, is one of us is in a ghillie suit, absolutely camoed up, while the other one is bait.
The sacrificial lamb strategy.
Yeah, one of us is bait. So if it's a life or death situation where we're like either we kill Agent 47 or he kills our families, one of us is sacrificing themselves as bait. The other one takes him out after he kills the bait. That's just the way that works.
Okay. So if that scenario, can I also have a C4 vest? In that case, I'll just run at him and you can live and we get him, right?
I want to keep it relatively realistic, though, because let's be real here. Like, I mean, that's an easy solution to anybody that we bring up. Like, okay, I'm just going to charge at him with a C4 vest. Like, okay.
Yeah, okay. I don't like losing, but here's the thing. Obviously, 1v1, Agent 47 creams us. We got no chance.
Yeah, no, I don't think we beat Agent 47.
All right. Well, now that we got that one out of the way, I guess I can agree with it. In a fair fight, we don't stand a chance. I agree with you on that. But I'm saying that I think we should have a caveat.
Okay, yeah, a caveat that we can beat him with clacking off a suicide vest, or like one of us being you know, bait for him to, like, assassinate around a corner, and the other person is, you know, with a sniper rifle ready to take him out.
Sounds good. All right, these parameters are acceptable. I'm ready to begin our debate slash yeah, okay. I guess this will turn into a debate a lot, but it's
probably
fun.
Okay,
so I guess you can go ahead and pick a character that, you know, not necessarily the most strong character, because that'll be for later on.
No. Next one that I thought of off the top of my head, Tingle from Zelda. Could we beat Tingle in a fight?
Could we?
Yeah.
I mean, does he have all his Tingle buddies? Because there's a lot of Tingles in Minish Cap.
No, it's just the one. It's just the one Tingle, the main dude.
I think either of us could solo Tingle. I don't think he really stands a chance.
Yeah, I mean, to give him a little bit of caveat, he does have like the ability to float out of a balloon coming out his butt and all kinds of, you know, weird semi-magical abilities. But
that's like a tiny version of Tingle, right? There's a couple different versions of Tingle. There's like a tiny Tingle, and then there's
in Majora's Mask, he still has the ability to float in a balloon along with his like the Tingle games. He does have the ability to float where he's not like miniaturized.
Okay.
I
guess I was thinking of the Majora's Mask Smash Brothers stage. The Great Day. He's pretty small on that one. He's like
I think that's
Young
for
Link.
Scale, just to not confuse him with like being a fightable character.
That makes sense. But yes. I think we beat him.
He's a middle-aged man in pajamas. We could drop, and he's also like 3 feet tall, so we could probably drop kick him. Mm-hmm. And he would just die.
I've got another one.
Okay.
Nathan Drake. Do you think Nathan Drake
that was on my list as well?
do you think he could be Agent 47?
No, I think Agent 47 still wins.
Do you think he wins 10 out of 10 times, or do you think Nathan Drake could win like 1 out of 10?
I think Nathan Drake might be able to win 1 out of 10 out of a luck situation, but like Agent 47 is just a calm, disciplined fighter, whereas Nathan Drake, he's more of like an explorer and kind of, you know, ends up finding himself in, you know, combat scenarios. Agent 47 seeks out combat scenarios. Yeah.
So it's the difference of someone whose career is killing versus someone like Nathan Drake, who kills as part of his career, but not for his career.
Yes. Yeah. Now, I will say, between you and I fight, and like us trying to fight Nathan Drake, I think we could beat Nathan Drake.
Do you think it's a sure thing? Okay. Like 2v1.
I think if it's 2v1, I think you and I can do it.
I agree. I think that it is doable. I don't think that we would win every time if we did, you know, 10, just because some of the strength things he does in the games is a little crazy. But
I mean, he's just got unreal strength. If we're looking at it as if like he can actually do those things, it's not just, hey, it's a video game, we have to make this cutscene sequence look cool. Then yes, he has insane grip strength. Like a superhuman grip strength.
He is more athletic than either of us. I'll say that. However,
significantly,
we are big guys.
Yeah.
So
and there were two of us who, you know, if we needed to get into a fight, we could be very aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we could do it.
Are we allowed to have the things that we normally carry on our person?
Yeah, I'd say so.
All right, then I think we got a good chance.
Yeah.
I've always got a very nice sized pocket knife on me.
Yeah, I've got a knife. I'm where I'm legally allowed to. I'm always carrying my 45. So
I've got my 38 as well. So I think we're good.
I think we stand a decent chance against Nathan Drake, because he is just, he's an archaeologist, or not really. He's not even like really an archaeologist, because I think like, let's sort of say this isn't video game, but Indiana Jones, right? I think Indiana Jones is comparable to Nathan Drake, but I don't think you and I stand as good of a chance against Indiana Jones.
Mm-hmm.
I think Indiana Jones would beat us more times than we would beat him.
I think Nathan Drake would almost beat Indiana Jones, just because Nathan Drake uses guns so much more. So if it's like they run into each other at a dig site and it's like winner gets the idol, I think Nathan Drake is just going to pistol whip Indy.
I don't know. It's because I feel like Nathan Drake's character is a lot more passive. Because I feel like his first response wouldn't be attack this guy. Whereas Indy would immediately be like on edge and like, you know, hand on pistol grip, like ready to, you know, ready to draw, or like, you know, whip Nathan Drake's pistols out of his hand and stuff like that. So
that's
I think
true.
I think Nathan Drake is a lot more passive and try and find like a more diplomatic solution, whereas Indiana Jones would immediately be on edge and more ready for action.
Yeah, and in his prime, Indy was pretty, like, he's got a lot of Nazis.
Oh, yeah.
I will say this, Indiana Jones, super lucky. Like, he's got major luck on his side.
Yeah, which I think that's absolutely something that we could factor into. Have you ever seen the YouTube videos by Screw Attack called the Death Battle videos that they do?
Of course, yes.
So, like, they factor in luckiness. And, you know, like Master Chief in all the Halo games, like, his luckiness ability to find all of the guns, not just the ones that he takes off of, you know, killing Covenant forces, but just, you know, guns and weapons scattered around. So I think luckiness is something that we could certainly factor in.
Okay. I can get behind that. So, who's your next character?
Okay, another one that I thought of was the Knight from Hollow Knight, the main playable character.
Now, is he life size or is he game size?
That's exactly what I was going to say. If he's game size, no way he beats us because he's a bug. We just squish him. Mm-hmm. He might.
I've had a nail go through my body before, and I survived pretty well. So.
Yeah, and I mean, based on like the scale, it'd be like, I don't even know if it would be able to puncture the sole of my shoe. You know, like if we were wearing like nice, like fairly decent, like hiking or work boots, he wouldn't be able to touch us if we squished him.
Yeah. I mean, he can move pretty fast and I'm sure some of those spells could do damage, but
yeah,
even if we scale him up and we make him generous, we say he's the size of like a big stag beetle. I don't think like he might make you.
He might cut you up a little bit.
Might burn you with some of the magic, but I think you'd be able to crush him pretty good.
I agree. Now, if he's life size,
no chance.
What are your thoughts? No chance.
No chance, dude. Yeah. That magic, some of that stuff is crazy.
Oh yeah, yeah. The spells in that game, like it's been a while. I can't remember what the exact spells are called, but the one where he like, you know, shoots a projectile that would take us out. And on top of that, you have the nail arts too, where he can go into like a spinning hurricane attack kind of deal, or, you know, charge up his blade. And then there's also the psychological aspect. If he uses the dream nail on us, he knows exactly what we're thinking.
I don't think he even needs to do that. I think he could just take us out.
Yeah. We'd be dead against a life-size knight.
Yeah. I don't even think we could beat him with guns and stuff. Like his dash, his invincible dash and things like that. We would be in a lot of trouble. Yeah. He could literally like warp through you and then stab you in the back. I think that's pretty cut and dry.
Yeah. Yeah. I would fully agree with that.
Now, speaking of if we had stuff, if we're fully kitted out, do you think that we could beat a Big Daddy from BioShock?
I think so. This is all under the premise that you and I are tag teamed through this, right?
Yes, there's two of us from the start. We will begin the encounter.
Yeah, if we're full kitted out, I think we could take out a Big Daddy. Mm-hmm. As intimidating and lurking as they are, one, the main character in the BioShock games is more or less just a regular person.
Mm-hmm.
And he's able to do that, right?
Yeah.
Two, I mean, they have like a drill and stuff, and they're very deadly, but they're also really, really slow.
Mm-hmm.
So it wouldn't be hard, especially with the two of us, for one of us to get behind it and just destroy it.
Yeah, I think if we could like pull it onto the ground and get that drill arm immobilized, we'd be good.
Yeah, which if we're full kitted out, rifles and everything, yeah, we could take that out. We could take out a big
or whatever we choose to mean by kitted out. However, us being rational human beings, rifles is part of that. So
yeah, I think I don't think a Big Daddy would be too difficult for us.
Mm-hmm. I think it would be. It definitely has a chance of killing one or both of us. But if we could execute it properly, I think it's a doable challenge.
Yeah, I fully agree with that statement. What do you think about, like, let's say, someone you know Fire Emblem a lot better than I do. I'm thinking of someone with like swords. Like someone who, not like the world's greatest, you know, swordsman, but I don't know where we would obviously get Wolves, but who do you think would be like a sword wielder from Fire Emblem or something like that who we might
stand
I'll go with
a more just common one. We'll just say like Roy. So okay. Without his horse, we'll just say Roy with a sword. So he was okay. Trained from a young age to be a very good fighter. So I think if it came down to a sword fight, 2-on-1, we would lose against someone like Roy just because of skill. Neither of us are trained. However,
okay.
If we're saying a fist fight,
I don't know. I would argue that you and I have been trained with Nerf swords since we were kids.
Oh, that is true.
To be a very good fighter. So I don't know. We might have a little bit
of
training.
If that's the case, then you would die and I would live. Because I seem to remember defeating you a lot.
I think that had to play more with the fact that you were stronger than me as kids.
No, it couldn't be. Stronger and older has nothing to do with it. Yeah, I think that, okay, one of us would be going down. If we're like,
yeah.
If it's like Darth Maul versus Obi-Wan and Qui-Gon, I think it would basically be, we just wait for one of us to get stabbed, and then you just grab onto the hilt and sink to your knees, and then the other one runs up and hacks him.
How did you pronounce Obi-Wan Kenobi's master?
Did I say Qui-Gon?
You said Qui-Gon.
Oh, wow. Okay, Qui-Gon. Yes.
I was really concerned that you actually thought for however many years it's been that his name is pronounced Qui-Gon and not Qui-Gon.
No, I just got excited, and okay. I guess my had a mini stroke. Call it a TIA. No. I think... All right, do you think that we have any chance against a Jedi?
Again, no. They have the Force and lightsabers. No. Mm-hmm. Even if we had lightsabers of our own, no. Nah,
but here's the thing.
We couldn't do it.
What if we were one of the clones and we got the Execute Order 66?
I don't... If two,
and they're your friends.
Only two clones? I mean, maybe if it was a situation where, like, the Jedi was standing in front of us, like a Yadi Mundi situation,
yeah,
where they're not paying attention to us and we're behind them and we can just shoot them in the back, sure. But they're, like, looking at us, no.
Mm-hmm. I think that our best chance for that would be, like, a Plo Koon, where he's in front of us with a ship and we pull back and blow him up.
Yeah. But I think just the two of us, no. Because, I mean, it took a horde of clones just to bring down, a Jedi. And I mean, we saw what Yoda did to two clones. He decapitated them in less than half a second.
They didn't really stand a chance.
No. And they were in a situation that I was describing where he's not paying attention and they're behind him.
Yeah. He did get fair warning though. I guess the Force traveled a little slower to get out to Kashyyyk there.
I think that has more to do with just him being Yoda and him being just extremely powerful. But that's where we're getting off topic here, talking about how powerful various
What is the speed of Force? Is the speed of Force faster than the speed of light?
Oh.
All right. Do you have any? Because, I mean, we could just go off the rails and just say someone like Kratos. But, I mean, the outcome is clear on that. So I'm trying to keep it a little more...
Let's do this. What would we have to do in order to beat Kratos?
I know you don't watch anime.
No.
But there is one called Hunter x Hunter. Yeah. And there is a major threat monster that becomes alive. And kind of just destroys everyone. He's called a Chimera Ant. And the strongest hunter modifies himself to go fight this ant. And he loses.
Uh-huh.
But as he loses, he basically shoves his fingers into his chest and activates a switch that blows up a dirty nuclear bomb that is inside of his body.
Okay.
To kill the ant that is right in front of him. And it poisons him, and he dies from radiation poisoning, essentially. I don't know if that would kill Kratos.
Yeah, I was just about to say, I don't think us ingesting a dirty bomb and
yeah,
clacking that off would kill Kratos.
That's
that
what I'm saying is,
able to do it.
I don't know if humanity has created something to kill Kratos. I think if we were having this, doing this podcast 2,000 years from now, we might have something. But for now, I don't know if anyone on Earth could kill Kratos under any scenario. So I guess I will say if we're fighting him on a space station and one of us is able to stall him by talking to him while the other plots the course for the center of a sun, that's how we kill Kratos.
I mean, I don't even know if one of us would be able to stall him by talking to him, though. Like, if it's a, if he knows it's a fight, the second I open my mouth, I'm going to get a blade of chaos.
If he knows it's a fight, it's over. Yeah. There's no chance. But that's what I'm saying is you asked how we could do it. And I think it's deceiving him, self-sacrifice, and using, like, nuclear fusion of the center of a star.
Okay. I think that is... that's agreeable.
I mean, if you have a scenario where we don't die, I'd love to hear that. But
well,
I don't
just,
know.
I'm just trying to, I'm trying to think because through the God of War games, like he does get hurt. He can be hurt, but then I'm also thinking the only people that hurt him are other, like, you know, Greek or Nordic gods.
Yeah.
So
essentially, infinite strength with magical weapons.
Yeah. So I would agree. I think that we can definitively put Kratos into the category of impossible to defeat.
Yeah. I mean, unless you could, if it is magic, maybe you could have David Copperfield bless a pencil and then David Bourne it through Kratos' face or something. But
yeah, I don't think we're, I don't think we're beating Kratos.
Yeah. Did I say David Bourne? Jason Bourne.
Yeah, you did say you're kind of flubbing.
I said
this
Daniel,
week.
David Copperfield.
Yes,
Jason.
That
Bourne.
Was correct.
Where did Daniel come from?
Maybe you're thinking like Daniel Craig, Harry Potter magic. I don't know.
Nope. I think that you should call EMS once we're done here.
I'm telling you, man. I'm starting to get concerned for you.
Send them here. All right. So scaling back down.
Okay.
Could we, this is the same vein as Agent 47, but
okay.
Older.
Okay.
Could we ever beat Ezio?
I think so. Now, I don't know. We need to, again, set parameters, right?
Yeah.
Because if we're going into this under the same mindset that we went with Nathan Drake, where we just have what our normal carry is, right? We have guns.
That is true.
That can be Ezio pretty easily. Mm-hmm. So all he has,
so,
you know, he's got.
Are we Ezio's mark, or are we going after him? Like, do we know? We know the fight is coming, and he doesn't. Or is it just like? Because if he's coming after us, and we're not
so
ready
say,
for it, we're dead.
Well, okay. So what if let's say that you and I are Templars. Right.
Yes.
Where we know that the assassins are around. They are like the ancient enemy of whatever we are. Right. So we have an idea that they exist and that we might be in some sort of situation where we're getting attacked. But we don't know for sure if that's happening in like our day to day, you know.
Then I think things bode poorly for us because I have also played as Ezio and things go badly for the Templars.
They do. I don't know. I think if we're completely unaware, anyone that is considered like an assassin in video games absolutely wrecks us. Because they have time to prepare, plan, get onto a tall ledge, jump on our backs, crush it. You know, Ezio falls from a tower, stomps on my rib cage, absolutely annihilates me, and then rolls off of my corpse and stabs you.
Yeah. Or just
like, that's what happens.
You know, we spot him, and as we pull out our guns, he shoots the wrist crossbow through us, and that's it.
Yeah.
So I don't think we could beat Ezio. I'll be honest. I think Ezio is more dangerous than Agent 47.
I think in that scenario, I still think Agent 47 is more dangerous. But I think if we go back to, okay, it's an arena, doors open, we beat Ezio more than we would beat Agent 47.
Okay, that is an interesting perspective because I think Ezio pound for pound is way stronger than Agent 47, because Agent 47 is primarily just guns. Like assassination.
Yeah.
Guns. Ezio is like up close and personal Joker, savor the little emotions with the knife type of killer. I think he massacres us. Like, I don't think the two of us could hand to hand Ezio.
No. Absolutely, we cannot hand to hand Ezio. No, we would need to be reliant on the fact that we use guns.
Yeah, because that's why I think, like, range wise, he beats us, because he has crossbow stuff kitted into his suit, right?
Is that Ezio or Altair?
I mean, Altair was the first, right? So Ezio came along later. I'm pretty sure Ezio has some sort of revolver.
Ezio is the one that has the crossbow.
Yeah, so I think...
Altair, he's the first one. Altair's the first one. Ezio's, yeah.
So I think that Ezio beats us at range and with weapons up close and in hand-to-hand combat. Okay. I think Agent 47 is a little more human. Like, he's single target. I think that if there's two of us with ranged weapons, one of us could get him before he gets both of us.
See, I would argue that same thing with Ezio, because he does have like the crossbow thing, right? But it's still a crossbow. It takes a while to reload, and it's like it's wrist mounted. So it's not like it's going to have the most power in the world. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, one of us gets taken out by that. He would have, you know, one of us gets taken out by that. He would have to, you know, reload, and then we shoot him from there.
Okay, that's fair. I guess I didn't think if he misses one of us, because I think he's got like one per arm or something, or maybe a double shot. But if he misses one of us with a crossbow and has to reload, we got a chance against Ezio. And I didn't really think of that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm starting to run out of ones that I think we might have a chance against.
Okay. So let's delve into less human type characters and more outlandish stuff. So
sounds good.
Do you think we could beat a Pikachu in a fist fight?
In a fist fight? No,
like,
way.
We're walking through the tall grass, a Pikachu, you know, appears, and we just have to pummel
it.
So we got
to heal our mons, and it's pretty much Mano e Pikachu-o. And
Yeah.
I don't think we have a chance. I think if you've got like something non-conductive, maybe like
rubber-soled boots or something.
Yeah, or a wooden bat with a rubber handle or something like that, I think you might be able to get him, like, give him a good old whack. But I think Pikachu is faster than us, has insane range, and he has like static, right? So even if you touch him, you're going down.
I don't know. I think, you know, if I said Nathan use curb stomp, I think we might be able to defeat a Pikachu.
Like,
we would definitely come out like hurting, but I think we'd be able to kill a Pikachu.
Okay. I think if we were able to cave it, like, okay, a wild Pikachu, I think we could beat.
Yeah.
I'll say that.
That's what
if
I'm saying. That's what
if
I'm
it's
saying.
A wild Pikachu,
yeah,
I think we might be able to cave its head in before it gets an attack off. However, if it's not like we stumble across a sleeping Pikachu that's like, what the heck are you? And we instantly attack it to kill.
Yeah.
I think if it's a trainer who sends out a Pikachu and it's like, go Pikachu, fight these guys, then we're host.
Bolt tackle through their chest.
Yeah, iron tail. Like, there goes an arm.
Yeah. No, I agree with that statement.
Mm-hmm. What Pokemon do you think doesn't stand a chance against you? Do you think there's any Pokemon that can't beat you? Because I know
can't beat me.
Yeah, because I know if we're going off Pokedex entries, you and I are in a lot of trouble. Like the whole Magikarp being able to jump higher than mountains.
Yeah, Magikarp would just skyrocket into the sky and then fall on me and crush my skull.
Or even that swim speed that would be required to do that. It would jump through your chest.
Yeah. I would say probably like Patrat. The like generic normal type from Gen 5.
Mm-hmm.
I think honestly a lot of the generic normal types I could probably beat. Like,
mm-hmm.
I know, like, Rattata and Bidoof have, like, big teeth that are sharp and stuff. Yeah, they would
probably chew through us.
But, I mean, they're so small that I think I could really just, like, whack it with a golf club and I'd be okay.
Yeah. I can agree with that. I think that pretty much anything that has a type other than normal, we lose to, like, pretty consistently. Unless it's, like, a baby Pokemon.
Yeah, I was also going to say, like, baby Pokemon, like Smoochum or Magby and stuff, I think we could probably take.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Anything that breathes fire in Pokemon. Pokemon fire stuff is no joke.
Yeah, they do take that really seriously. It's, you know, like, who's it, Metcargo, that is literally as hot as the surface of the sun.
Yeah, like, you just die if you're in the same state as Metcargo.
Yeah, yeah.
I think... What do you think it would take to beat, like, I won't even say Mewtwo, because I don't think we stand a chance. Anyone on Earth stands a chance against Mewtwo.
No.
What do you think it would take to beat, like, Articuno or something? Like a legendary bird.
Articuno?
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard of Dragon's Breath shotgun shells?
Yes, I have.
I think that would
But why don't you go ahead and explain that? So
Dragon Breath shotgun shells are incendiary shotgun pellets. So it's basically you're shooting superheated metal that's also on fire. I think that would kill Articuno pretty easily.
Yeah. So I don't know. I'm sure it would damage Articuno. I don't know if it would kill it. I think to like straight up take out Articuno, you'd need like old chain shot from a cannon that they used to use to take down the masts of ships.
Just rip it in half with the chain.
Yeah. Because Pokemon can take a beating. If you're looking at the games and you can take a hit from Hyper Beam and be okay.
Yeah. But I'm also thinking like in Gen 2, they were cutting off Slowpoke tails with just, I'm assuming, just like meat cleavers essentially and selling them as
food. There
you
go. I think we could beat Slowpoke. That's a 100% victory right there.
Yeah, we could beat Slowpoke.
I agree with that.
So yeah, I don't know. I think it depends. Like, what do you think it would take to beat Tyranitar? Like the world's best pressure washer or something?
I think you'd need Mothra, right?
Mothra.
No, I think that Tyranitar is no good. That is a big ask right there. And so once you Pokédex wise and like in game, Tyranitar is only like 6 feet tall.
Yeah.
Though there's like that one Pokemon movie that has a Tyranitar that's like a good 50 feet tall, right?
Not that I can think of off the top of my head, but the movies and anime tended to have
they went a little nuts.
Special case, like, I mean, that's where you had like Crystal Onyx and, you know, there was a Dragonite that was like, you know, 100 meters tall or something ridiculous like that. And a Tentacruel that destroyed a city.
Yeah.
So I think in game it's only like 6 feet tall.
Yeah, so if that's the case, I think that a good old fashioned rifle would do the trick. Or like,
I don't know, it's a rock type, dude. I don't know if a rifle round would be able to penetrate.
You don't think a Barrett 50 with AP rounds could do it?
I mean, with armor piercing rounds, sure. I think you could probably do it.
All right. Well, then I will say fire hose. I will take a fire hose then if we're going off. Pokemon,
that's what I
said,
like a pressure washer fire hose type thing.
Yeah, as long as it doesn't see you first. If it gets the first shot off and isn't using Stone Edge, I think you're dead.
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely.
If it's Stone Edge, he's gonna miss.
Yeah. Oh man. All right.
How about Donkey Kong? What are our chances against Donkey Kong?
I mean, he's basically just a gorilla, so I think you just, you know, give him the old Harambe treatment and just, and he's done.
Put him in a concrete pit and try to shoot him from out there. Yeah. I mean, I would say that you could handle Donkey Kong in the same way you handle Gorilla, where if you choose to fight it hand to hand, you get ripped in half immediately. It doesn't matter how many people you bring with you or how strong you are, just because the strength of animals is unbelievable.
Yeah.
But if you use something ranged, I think you got a chance.
Okay, so moving on, do you think we could beat Sora from Kingdom Hearts?
I don't know that much about Sora, but seeing what his moveset is in Super Smash Brothers, how he can like fire elements from his ki and stuff and basically fly with his abilities, I think the outcome is bleak. If we get the ki away from him, he's toast. That's my thought.
Okay. I think this is another scenario where he takes one of us out and then the other is able to take him out. Because, like, he can only really, like, from my understanding, I've never played Kingdom Hearts games because the story is too complicated. And I just, I wouldn't be able to enjoy it. But my understanding is that the Keyblade, yes, it basically is like a metal base bat, baseball bat with the abilities of like a wand from Harry Potter, where you can shoot magic out of it. But, you know, that's like a single target thing. And then he can kind of like swing it around as like a sword or a, like I said, baseball bat, essentially, to take out like groups of enemies.
Mm-hmm.
So I think so long as you and I aren't too close together for him to be able to like swing at us, he'd be able to take one of us out with the magic and then the other one of us would be able to drop him.
So you're pretty sure that if the key is gone, he no longer has magical powers.
I think the Keyblade is the source of all of his power.
Interesting. Okay. I would agree with you then. If we can get that thing out of his hands, we win. If not, we're
and
in lots of trouble.
I'm pretty sure it's like beat 'em up style. So I think if we're going off of that logic, it probably doesn't deal too much damage. Like we could probably take a couple of hits before we go down.
Okay.
So I feel fairly confident in our ability to take out Sora. Now, if he's got like Mickey Mouse with him, because I feel like Mickey Mouse is a being of unlimited power, we'd definitely lose. I don't think we could defeat Mickey Mouse.
Absolutely not. The power of branding is too strong.
Walt Disney emerges from his grave as a zombie to kill us.
Yep. And some of the stuff that Mickey Mouse has done in cartoons is crazy.
Exactly.
Like feats of strength.
Exactly.
All right. Do you think that we could beat any of the Dark Souls enemies?
Maybe like the first enemy you come across, which is basically just a person, like a human being in shambles with no like muscular structure at all or anything. I think we might be able to beat that, and that's it.
No, the bosses are out of the question.
Absolutely. We're not beating the bosses.
But here's the thing. A guy who moves at pretty regular speed and just dodge rolls away is able to beat them by wailing on him, right? I haven't played Dark
Souls.
After
how many attempts, though? Like, we'd have to spend, like, we wouldn't survive one attempt.
Here's the thing, though. There's two of us, right? So if one of us wails on him while the other one just dodges and kites him.
I'm still saying no.
So you're saying there's no probability? There's not like a 1 in 100 chance?
There's a 0% chance we have against beating a Dark Souls boss.
Bummer. What boss do you think we could beat?
From Dark Souls?
From any game. Do you think we have chance against bosses, or is that too much of a level up?
I mean, I think it depends. Like, man. I think we could probably beat like Guzmother from Hollow Knight, even scaled up to real life.
You think so?
It's just a giant fly.
Yeah. It starts bouncing around real quick, though.
I still think we could beat it. I don't know. I think we'd be hard pressed to find real life bosses that we could beat.
I think we could beat the Koopa kids from Mario. I think Bowser might be a different story, but yeah. Mario's a pretty tiny guy. And as long as we don't take damage in the same way that Mario does, I think we could overpower the Koopalings.
Yeah, I mean, you know, worst case scenario, like, we just need to... Do the Koopa kids, do they have spikes on their shells?
Yes. Yes, they do.
I need to look this up, because if they all have spikes on their shells, I think that'd be a little bit more difficult, because they can spin, and that's essentially trying to fight a giant blender.
Yeah, I'm thinking, though, like, you see how people can catch, like, a alligator snapping turtle, even, like, the big old, like, 80-pound ones?
Yeah, by grabbing them by just the front and back of the shell.
Yeah, front and back. I think if we could get that, the other one of us could just start, you know, wailing on him. Or we could suplex it.
I agree, and I mean... They do have to, they pop out of their shell at some point, right? So they can't just be constantly spinning in their shell. So they pop out at some point. One of us grabs it. We throw it in a giant pot of boiling water and we have delicious turtle soup.
Absolutely.
We're great. So I think, I mean, they're not hard to avoid either. Like, you just jump over them.
Mm-hmm.
Or just kind of walk out of their path. Like, I don't think they'd be too difficult to beat. So I agree. I think we could beat the Koopa kids. Or the Koopa Troop or whatever they're called. Bowser, I don't think so, because Bowser is significantly bigger and can shoot fire.
Yeah.
I think we'd be a lot more hard-pressed.
Even if we have guns, I think he could stall us out. I don't think a gun that we have, like military-caliber guns possibly, but I don't think a gun that we own could punch through that shell.
No.
And he would just stall us out and then burn us alive.
Yeah, I don't think we'd be able to beat Bowser. We can't manhandle him like we could the Koopa kids.
Mm. Do you think we could beat any of the knights from Shovel Knight? Any of the bosses?
Any of the bosses? Tinker Knight. If he doesn't have his mech.
Yeah, as long as one of us knows that's coming and you can stop him before he gets there. Just trip him up before he can get to his mech.
Yeah. I think we could probably beat Tinker Knight. I don't know. Like Plague Knight, I don't think we could beat, because he'd just kill us with like mustard gas or something like that.
It would be a scorched earth type fight. We would be toast. Yeah. I think that Polar Knight,
no chance.
Yeah, Polar Knight and Spectre Knight obliterate us.
Yeah.
King Knight
we could do. King Knight's not really...
I think that's doable.
Yeah. I think we could beat King Knight.
And his weapon is a scepter, right?
Yeah. But, I mean, he doesn't even really use it all that much. You know, like, because the whole point, like, King Knight isn't really a king. He just is a person who happened to fill a power void when the actual king
was taken, yeah.
Yeah, so it's not like he took it by force or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we would probably beat King Knight.
I think that's about it, though. Like,
yeah, I don't really think there's many bosses that we have the ability to beat.
the underwater one, I don't remember what his name is, Dive Knight or something.
Knight or something.
Treasure Knight, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't think of any other bosses off the top of my head that I think we'd be able to beat.
Yeah,
everything else just destroys us.
None are coming to me at the moment.
Yeah.
You played Borderlands, right?
I did play Borderlands, yes.
Do you think we could beat Handsome Jack?
I think we could beat Handsome Jack. Well, I don't know. Maybe I think if we were allowed to use guns from Borderlands, then yes, I think we could beat Handsome Jack.
I could get behind that.
Because Handsome Jack, at the end of the day, is just a normal dude.
Yeah.
So I think you and I have the tenacity and willpower to be able to defeat him.
Mm-hmm. I think that a lot of the bosses that are from, like, I don't know, games like Far Cry or mm-hmm. Call of Duty or things like that. At the end of the day, they're just fleshy people. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think that's sort of a no duh.
Yeah, like, I mean, I think you're also I still think we would be slightly disadvantaged just because a lot of those people in those video games have like military special special forces training. So we'd still like at the end of the day, yeah, they're a normal person, but you know, they have significantly more and better combat training than either you or I.
I agree. Now, I've been saving this one because I think this one we'll have a good talk about.
Okay.
Could you and I, any scenario, whatever weapons you want that we have, could we beat an elite from Halo?
I think so. Because, I mean, I'm sitting here thinking like there in Halo lore, you have normal humans who have the ability to do that. Now, mm-hmm. granted, does it happen very often? No. Do the elites often come through and slaughter villages? Yes.
Yeah.
But I think if it was just like you and I and all against one elite, I think we could probably do it.
Mm-hmm.
I think you and I would have the ability to kind of outmaneuver it, lower its shields, and then be able to take it out.
Mm-hmm. Could you 1v1 a grunt?
Absolutely. I mean, it's like kicking a soccer ball at that point. Like, I mean, Grant, if it's one of the suicide grunts, that'd be a harder time. I'd have to be a little bit faster on my gun draw there to drop it and get away and get cover before it blows up. But I think I could probably beat a grunt easily 1v1.
And then my last question for it, could you beat a brute?
No, I definitely couldn't beat a brute.
It's like fighting an armored gorilla, right?
Yeah.
But like a
an armored gorilla with a gun. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think, I mean, a hunter is just an obvious L.
No.
Like, yeah. We just lose.
I think that plays into what, you know, what's in Halo lore, which is, you know, like, the only people who have ever defeated hunters are Master Chief and a couple of other Spartans. And that's it. Like, no ODST soldier who's, even then, ODSTs are still, like, Halo's special forces.
Yeah.
You know, but no, you know, average Joe Schmo guy has defeated a hunter, nor will they ever.
I think that there's no chance.
Yeah.
Because I mean they can stop a car that's moving. They're so strong. So I don't think there's anything we could throw at them.
A hunter could just like disembody itself into all of its like worm things and then just absorb us and suffocate us.
You know, I didn't think about that.
Yeah. Like, and we'd have no ability to stop that.
Cause I guess technically it's multiple entities.
Yeah. Like a hunter is a colony of these like worm things all working together.
I had totally forgotten about that. And then as soon as you said that, I was like, oh, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Halo, I think the best that we could beat grunts, jackals, and if it was you and I up against one elite, we could probably beat one elite. I don't think there's any way we're beating brutes. Definitely no way we're beating hunters. And I think
that's
where we stand.
What are those flying bugs?
The flying bugs?
Yeah. I know they appear in Halo 2. They look like Geonosians almost.
Let me look this up.
They tend to go down in like two shots in the game.
Bug. Let me look up Halo 2 bug enemies. See what they look. Oh, yeah.
Are those in other Halo games or just in Halo 2?
I'm having a hard time remembering right now. Sure. I don't recall them being in any other Halo games, and I'm having a hard time even just remembering them. So I think that they're only in that one because I've only ever played through Halo 2 once. So I would think, I guess one of those I think we could beat. I think it's not, I'd give it the same tier as a jackal. What are your thoughts?
I think we could take it out. Like, as long as we have guns, I think we're good.
Yeah, I agree with that. Okay, here's a kind of fun one. Do you think we could take out Meat Boy from Super Meat Boy?
Yes.
Yeah?
He's very tiny. I think we would be having him for dinner.
What if? Okay, let's apply the same logic as we did to the knight from Hollow Knight. What if we scale him up? Like human size.
He's got stubby little arms. He's very maneuverable, not going to lie. But
yeah, he's quick.
He doesn't show any combat strength. And if anything, he'd launch himself at you. So I think if I could have a sword, I think that'd
just
be
cut
a pretty
him in half.
Cut and dry thing. Yeah.
Yeah, I would agree. I think that I think that we'd probably get hurt, but more from debris of him getting shredded by us than anything else.
Now, as far as guys and armor go, Master Chief, he doesn't even realize he just beat us. It's like not even a contest. Doom guy just flicks us away.
Yeah, his mere presence kills us.
I think the guys from Gears of War probably take us out like immediately.
I think they take us out 9 times out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
I think they are not as like insane, so I think we have a slight chance, but they beat us 9 times out of 10.
They have exposed heads, right? Do they have power armor or anything like that, like in Halo?
No, actually, they're pretty like low armored. Like they don't have lots of like armor and protection and stuff. So I think
they're just beefy dudes.
They're just beefy dudes. So I think that they'd be hard to take out, just like any large dude is.
Okay. What do you think about like Commander Shepard then from Mass Effect?
Does he have his like Mass Effect armor? Like the armor?
I mean, otherwise you'd just be fighting a dude in like a Long Johns.
I don't think we could beat him with his armor just because of how futuristic it is. I think it's more durable than what a normal bullet would be able to take out.
Okay, so that's that one we're pretty hosed.
Yeah, I think any opponent that has some sort of futuristic space sea armor, I think we lose too. I think there's different levels of how badly we lose. Like, we definitely lose way worse to Master Chief than we do Commander Shepard. but I still think that we lose.
Okay. So, approaching the upper limits of what we might be able to beat then, do you think Duke Nukem is achievable?
Yeah.
Because he's like, he's like Doom guy without armor, right? But not nearly as terrifying.
Yeah, and he's also just like beyond arrogant. So I think we'd be able to just literally just like put a mirror in his path. He'd stop, check himself out like Johnny Bravo, and then we'd be able to pop him in the back of the head. I don't think that'd be difficult to do.
He'd probably give you a free shot. He's so arrogant, right?
Yeah. He'd see us walking up in the mirror and be like, you want to bask in my glory as well?
Yep.
And then, that'd be it.
And we carve him up.
I think we could beat him relatively easily.
I would agree. I think there's a chance for sure. There's a doable one.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, most Nintendo characters are either like absolutely easy or absolutely impossible. Like Samus, no chance.
No way.
But like Luigi, I think he's toast, right?
Yeah, he's toast. We could beat Luigi in a fist fight.
Kneecap him and stomp on his throat.
Yeah. I think we could both very easily 1v1 in a fist fight, Luigi.
What do you think about, Young Link? What do you think about Young Link?
I think we could probably take on Young Link. Like, so long as he doesn't have any... Well, I don't know. Are we talking, like, fully decked out? Does he have all, like, hookshot and bombs and boomerang and bow and stuff?
We'll say boomerang slingshot. Young Link. We won't give him... Because I don't think bow. I don't think we could.
Yeah.
That bow is a little scary.
Bow, if he has bow, we lose. If he has bombs, we lose. But I think if he just has slingshot and boomerang, we'd probably be able to beat him.
I think it'd be close. He's so quick.
Yeah, I think we win 6 out of 10 times against him.
Okay.
And those 6 times that we win, we're coming out, one of us is missing a limb for sure.
Yeah. Got 2 black eyes and...
Yeah. Like, we're definitely not having an easy time. It's going to be a close fight, but I think we win slightly more than we lose against Young Link.
Okay.
Based on those item selections. Just because it's a kid, you know?
That makes sense.
We're stronger, faster. We could do that.
Mm. Does that mean we could beat the bosses that Young Link beats?
I don't think so, because he uses a lot of those items that would destroy us. I'm thinking, when I think of Young Link, I'm thinking, you know, obviously Majora's Mask and Ocarina of Time, right?
Yeah. So do you think we could beat, like, the Deku Tree boss, Gamera? A big bug, basically.
Yeah, I was just about to say, it's just a big bug. So, like, if we put enough bullets into it, I think we could beat.
Mm.
Let's see here. Dodongo? I don't think we could beat Dodongo.
I agree. It's pretty much, you just have to blow him up from the inside.
I was about to say, unless we chuck, like, C4 or a pipe bomb down his throat, like, we're not beating Dodongo.
Yeah, because even if you're, like, Adult Link big, your head still only comes up to, like, his nose when he's...
Yeah.
It's like fighting a lizard rhino.
Yeah. And then what's the boss inside of Jabu Jabu's belly?
That's such a forgettable boss to me. It's just a big electric jellyfish.
Yeah. I still think we would have a hard time with that, though, because it's a giant jellyfish that has electricity. I think we'd probably struggle with that one a little bit.
Yeah, I guess when I think of Zelda, I think that decked out in armor, you and I would be almost equivalent to, like, Dark Knight.
Yeah. Like, I think that's a good assessment.
Posture-wise. I don't think we could beat a Dark Knight one-on-one.
No.
But I'd say that's, like, how imposing we would be to Young Link. And I don't think Young Link could beat 2 Dark Knights. So.
No.
I could agree with that.
I think that's a fair assessment, I believe. But I don't think we could beat... Yeah, I think we could beat maybe 1 or 2 bosses that Young Link takes on, and then the rest of them I don't think we're able to win unless we have, like, specialized equipment.
I could get behind that, yeah. Who else we got?
Okay. Do you think we could beat anyone from the Mortal Kombat series?
I was thinking about that earlier, and so... If you're just looking posture-wise, like, they're all just, like, really built, right?
Yeah.
And so here's the question. When they're punching people and, like, the slow-mo zoom-ins, if they're actually collapsing their ribs and snapping their vertebrae, I think no way. But...
Oh, yeah, the x-ray...
If the x-ray thing is not accurate, I think we got a chance. Because they really just punch and kick a bunch. However, I they're pretty savage. I don't think so.
They almost all of them have some form of range attack. Like, Sub-Zero will throw an icicle at you a million miles an hour. Scorpion has the kunai on a rope thing.
Mm-hmm.
You have plenty of humans that have guns that are way crazier than any guns that you and I would have the ability to have access to.
Yeah, I think that pretty much anyone from any fighting game beats us, like, fairly easily.
Yeah, I would generally agree with that.
Like,
I think, like, if we were able to bring guns to a fist fight, we'd be able to win, but in a straight up fair fight, I don't think we'd be able to win. If we just did fist fights, no, we'd lose.
But like, I don't think you and I could be Ryu with guns, right? Like, there's like comic books or something like that, or movies, but
I don't know.
Remember.
I think
there's external media that basically says that Ryu's like invincible.
I don't know enough about him to make a determination on that. Like, if he has extra stuff other than just being like a super jacked martial artist, then I don't know. But I think if that's all he is, if he's just a really jacked, really good martial artist, I think we could beat him if we had guns.
All right. So now I think we're about at the end. We've gone over a lot of this. So I'll give
us pretty exhaustive.
Yeah, I think I'll go with our final boss here, because I think this one is the most borderline that we might get heated about. Okay. And it is technically from a video game.
Okay.
Could we beat HK-47 from
the droid?
Yes.
From Old Republic. From Knights of the Old Republic.
Because he's just a droid, but he's an assassin droid.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's one of those things where, like, it's kind of like how you could basically win an argument saying if Batman had enough time to prepare, he could defeat anybody. I think it's the same way with this. Like, if we had enough time to, like, make an EMP, we could take him out because he's just a robot, right? Mm-hmm. But if it's just like we cross each other's paths and we're going to fight, we're losing to HK-47. There's no way we beat that droid.
That is fair.
I don't know. What's your opinion?
I kind of go back and forth, right? So it's a droid, so it's got some like very obvious weaknesses.
Yeah.
I think if we were in the Star Wars universe and had access to Star Wars weaponry, I think we could stand a chance. I don't think we'd go even. I think we would be at a serious disadvantage, because you know he's got some like thermal predator vision and a bunch of other OP stuff.
Well, and he's also a droid too, so his reaction times are significantly faster,
and reaction with both arms, like he could shoot us both instantly if he was dual wielding, or even with one gun. But with what we have access to currently, barring some like MacGyver craziness where we can stay out of his line of sight, I don't think we can win. Because I think if he can see us, we lose. Because he's a robot with space weapons. He's got perfect accuracy and instant reaction speed. So I think if he even catches sight of one of us, it's over. And I don't think a bait would work either, because he can take one of us out and be looking around for the other one while he takes us out.
Yeah, I fully agree. I don't think that there's, like, maybe if we had time to like lay a trap and we were prepared for him and he wasn't prepared for us, we might have a shot, but I don't think there's any way we'd beat HK-47.
All right. I can agree with that.
All right.
I do think if there was enough people, we could. If we took like, if it was like five of us, I think we get a chance.
Yeah, maybe. I think this was really educational in that video game bosses are really, really strong compared to normal people.
Absolutely. And we only brought up ones that were kind of close, essentially, but we are not disillusioned, and we understand that almost all of video game characters will absolutely obliterate us.
Yeah, we don't have it might have seemed like we were being very arrogant in our abilities, but I think most of the time we lose to video game characters.
Absolutely.
But I think that plays into part of like the power fantasy that is with video games, where like you want to be something more than what you currently are, or some, you know, that's a whole nother topic about the philosophy of power fantasy and escaping in video games. But please, you know, always join in on the conversation. I think this would be a really great one to get y'all's feedback on. You know, if any of those video game characters that we listed, which ones do you think you'd be able to take in a fight? Or which ones do you, you know, would you be curious about our opinions on that we didn't think of? So please join the conversation. You can find us on Twitter at @plusminusgamers, or shoot us an email at plusminusgamerspod@gmail.com. Until then, we'll see y'all later.
Yeah, everyone take care.